This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Do that. Go to franklinarmory.com. Now then, as we will, it's Wednesday night, so let's lead off and get a little bit of some more legal expertise from another direction. Let's talk to the guys at Arbalest Quarrel. That would be Roger Katz, Stephen DeAngeli. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Roger.
So, I know that you guys have been looking at stuff, and you have all kinds of things that has been, bothering you to some degree, or you're looking at, or whatever it is. So please share with me.
All right, Bill. Let me introduce what we're going to do, and just briefly reiterate some of the things that we did talk about. As you know, the Arbalest Quarrel not too long ago introduced a series of articles on modern day civil war. And we talked about it on your show. We wrote about it. We've gotten a lot of comments on it. And it's something that, of course, no one looks forward to, that is a war, but that is becoming, we think, ever more prevalent. However, again, let's keep it in the back burner, and let's hope that it's a last resort. So that's what we did not too long ago. Right now, what we're doing is we're addressing how the Democrats, who have control over the House, but not the Senate, are waging war, starting this year, 2019, with their agenda, their anti-gun agenda, which is including background checks, bans on guns, bans on ammo, taxes on ammo, banning businesses that do business with any gun company or ammunition company or anything related to firearms, and, of course, the NRA. But even more recently, something caught our attention, and that's something we might want to talk about tonight. And we'll be working on a new series of articles dealing with radical far-left socialist progressives, which we call collectivists, and how they are, without question, attacking our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms under the guise that guns are violent, gun violence. However, they have no problem with aborting a child, and in some cases, even after that child is born, abortion violence. I call it murder. And I think, in essence, what it's coming down to is every individual has to ask these two questions. Would you rather live free or die? And by the way, I don't take any credit for these because they're well known. Or is it better to live one day as a lion or 1,000 as a lamb? I think that's what it's coming down to. Roger?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right, Stephen. The fact is that, and I'm sure I speak for you and Bill and many of Bill's listeners, that we will never capitulate to those individuals that seek to destroy our nation. And it's very clear that this is proceeding according to the plan of the collectivists, which is probably the best term to use to refer as a catch-all for socialists, communists, and fascists. Anyone who basically sees that the answer to societal perfection or societal betterment is through government, through larger government. And that is clearly not something that I adhere to. It's not something that you or Bill or any of Bill's audience, I'm sure, accepts. And at any rate, we had Bill, and I've got to send this link to you, drafted an article, Stephen and I, regarding what we perceive as the critical issues pertaining primarily to the Second Amendment in this new year. But as a preface, and it's really grown to several segments, so as one article, I basically divided it into smaller parts, and I've been sending those to AMLAND, and they posted one already. We have about seven. But basically, we're looking at a situation where the collectivists, what they seek to do is to undermine the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, as well as the Articles. And in fact, in one segment of this, let me get this out here if I can. Yeah, where do I have it? Yeah, among the radical views expressed by the contenders for the Democratic Party nomination, what are they arguing? They're arguing for constraints on the freedom of speech and freedom of association, constraints on freedom of religion, abrogation of the Second Amendment, an end to habeas corpus, an end to freedom from unreasonable searches and seizures, abrogation of the Electoral College, fast expansion of the House of Representatives, continued politicization of the bureaucratic institutions of the federal government, radical expansion of the federal government, absolute federal control over public education, porous geographical borders permitting free flow of non-citizens both into and out of our country, the granting of voting rights to non-citizens and career felons, a curious tolerance for crimes committed by illegal aliens, including drug cartels against our nation's citizens, and through it all, the desire to close all debate on this radical agenda. To that, we can add, of course, what we see with the New York law, that, by the way, it took only 1 month. It was basically read in the Senate on, I believe it was January 2nd of this year. And literally before the end of the month, both the Assembly in New York and both the Senate passed it and Cuomo signed it into law. So basically, we could add to this list sanctioned murder, if you can believe that. And perhaps in the next segment or the third, I'd like to talk about this law, because there's a lot of misconceptions. Many people are saying that, well, it's not as bad as people say it is. Well, actually, Bill, it's a lot worse. And clearly, Democrats, these radicals that are atheists, have no conception of true morality, even though they talk as if they do, would basically do away with the very sanctity of the individual, the sanctity of human life, the sanctity of an American citizen. And I don't know, do we have any more time left? Stephen might want to get in a
word. Let's pick it up on the next segment. We're coming up on the first break. You're getting it, Roger. You're just about there. As soon as you figure out the time thing, I'm just going to let you run the show. I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be locking low with Roger Katz. So, Arbalest Quarrel. Arbalest Quarrel. You can catch them at arbalestquarrel.com, of course, where everything premieres. And then it goes out, where they're featured writers at ammoland.com and truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do. do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yep, home of the binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, because it's Wednesday and that's what we do. We talk to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel on Wednesday. And, you know, a lot of things happening in the happy land of the United States. So we've already talked about some of the things that they're wanting to do. What are your thoughts on all of that as you go along, or where would you like to pick it up? I know you wanted to pick it up somewhere. Or Stephen, was it going to be Stephen that was picking it up?
Well, all right, I'll take what Roger laid out and briefly share my thoughts. Let's try and do this in a general way, Bill. Because it, you know, there are so many subjects that fall into this category of what we're talking about, and it's not just you know, this right, that right, or another right. It's any right. And what I've been thinking is this: an individual has to make a decision in life about a lot of things, and usually there is room for some compromise, usually. Certain times there isn't. Now, we're dealing with a subject right now with our Governor Cuomo, this abortion law. But we've been dealing with Cuomo and his gun laws. We've been dealing with Cuomo and his other positions on rights that we don't agree with. I think it comes down to, where do you draw the line on a natural right? And in this case, we're now bringing the subject of abortion, of life. Life and self-defense. The Second Amendment is self-defense, natural right to life, the life of an embryo, of a child, of a human being in a mother's womb. Is abortion murder? Some people would say absolutely, at any point, one day after conception or in any particular trimester, whatever. Yes. Some would say, well, no, I mean, after 2 or 3 months, maybe under certain circumstances, an abortion wouldn't be considered murder. But we've reached a point now where abortion could be done at any point. And even after the child is born.
I look at that procedure. That's a procedure that we should look at like a pilot's ejector seat.
Okay.
These guys, the only time a pilot punches out of a jet is when he can't save the jet, and the only thing he can do is he's got to punch out in order to save his own life. And I can see that procedure in that event. If there's other events that are coming up along, you know, I can see that as a viable procedure if it is actually health related, but this doesn't fall under women's health. This falls under, you know, I want to be promiscuous, so I can just have one of these. I want to, you know, I've changed my mind, I can just have one of these. This is like Margaret Sanger is running things and is working as a consultant for Cuomo and Northam and all these guys. So,
and they all happen to be liberal Democrats.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well.
And you see, it all happened to be anti-gunners, anti-Second Amendment. So
you know,
there's a correlation here. There's a correlation.
It's eugenics. This is eugenics, okay. And this is something that the Nazis embraced. They started doing this too. They go, well, these guys are undesirable. We look over there.
Yeah, Mengele.
These people are undesirable. Look over there.
Talking about them.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I mean,
Roger and I were talking about that.
When you look at these similarities behind their background and the way they apply this and everything, it gets a little. I'm not going to say it's frightening because, I know how to deal with people like that, but it is. It does challenge my idea that, you know, we're supposed to have been. This is the 21st century. We got iPhones and we got Wi-Fi and we got Google Home and all this other stuff. We're supposed to be above this. We're supposed to have transcended. But the nature of man has never transcended, and it's never going to transcend because it's man. I mean, it's a very, very simple thing. I'm going to shut up now and let you talk.
Come on, Roger.
Yeah.
Put your two cents into this.
All right. Well, you spoke about the general. Let me go to the specific. I always like to go to the law itself rather than hearing second hand or third hand what the commentators have to say about, the abortion law is not really, it doesn't say what people think it says. Well, actually it does. And this is what the abortion law referred to, what do they call it here anyway? The Reproductive Health Act. That's
right.
That's a nice euphemism. All right. You've got Article 25. It's a new section, the Reproductive Health Act, 2599-BB abortion, 2599 policy and purpose. And in that particular section, item 2 says this. Every individual who becomes pregnant has the fundamental right to choose to carry the pregnancy to term, to give birth to a child, or to have an abortion pursuant to this article. Well, but let's take a look at that. Or to have an abortion pursuant to this article. So what does the article say? Well, further on, it says this. In number 1 of 2599BB, a healthcare practitioner licensed, certified, or authorized under Title 8 of the Education Law, acting within his or her lawful scope of practice, may perform an abortion when, according to the practitioner's reasonable and good faith professional judgment based on the facts of the patient's case, the patient is within 24 weeks from the commencement of pregnancy, or there is an absence of fetal liability, or the abortion is necessary to protect the patient's life or health. Well, many people tend to read that as saying, well, an individual who seeks an abortion can certainly get that easily enough up to the third trimester. But actually, it does extend beyond that, because the key in this particular section is, or the abortion is necessary to protect the patient's life or health. Well, there's really no definition. We can pretty much presume that if we're talking about the mother's life, that...
Let me get you right there. We're coming up on the break. That is important, but, that's a very narrow definition there. But anyway, we'll be right back talking to the guys from Armless Quarrel. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr will reportedly announce the completion of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation soon. Now, the president was asked about this earlier today at the White House.
That'll be totally up to the new attorney general. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department. So that'll be totally up to him.
A massive winter storm is creating havoc for over 200 million people and folks in as many as 39 states. The system is expected to dump rain, snow, and ice across the South, Midwest, and Mid-Atlantic states. And these two people tell CBS News they've had enough.
I'm ready for it to be gone. I honestly want summer to be here.
There's getting to be no place to put it anymore.
And for the second time in 4 days, Las Vegas, Nevada could see snow. This is USA Radio News.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Seems like I'm coming in later on the bump. That's because I'm in here doing the air drummer. I'm being the air drummer. So, you know, POD, got to do it with the POD. Anyway, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talk to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel as we try We're trying to persuade people to change their mind. That's what we're trying to do. So we're trying to persuade people to change their mind, and that's what's going on right now. So anyway, where were we, gentle fellows?
Well, we've got to deal with propaganda. Let me finish where I left off a bit, and then I'll let Stephen take over. But we were talking about abortion, about the fact that even after the second trimester and up to the point where a woman is actually about to give birth, an abortion can be done illegally in New York now if the patient's life or health is at risk. Now, the problem and the focus is on the term health. We can't presume that that means physical health. It's not defined. It could be psychological health or emotional health. Suppose a woman is dealing with a lot of anxiety or depression or many other life exigencies, and she's in her ninth month, and she really, really doesn't want to give birth to a child. So she goes to a practitioner, licensed, certified, or authorized under Title VIII of the education law.
acting with in his or lawful scope. But that raises an issue, too. Going to Title VIII, professions, licensed, we're not talking simply about medical doctors. It could be a physician's assistant, a specialist assistant, even a chiropractor. It could be a licensed perfusionist, whoever that is, or whatever that is. It could be a professional midwife. It could even be a podiatrist or an ophthalmologist. The only ones who would not be permitted, I would assume, as a matter of common sense, would be an engineer or an architect or a public accountant. But who knows? Maybe they could do it, too, because they are licensed. But the other thing that is really problematic in reference to that is the fact that even if there appeared to be some question about the licensing of a particular practitioner who did abort a child or is not particularly qualified, would that amount to a homicide? Well, that's an interesting thing, too, because originally abortion was defined as homicide, possibly manslaughter in the first degree or manslaughter in the second degree, or criminally negligent homicide in many instances. But basically, that's been written out of the penal code. The abortion homicide does not exist there anymore. So even in the worst-case scenario where there was not a legitimate reason for an abortion to take place, no one can be, whether it's the a woman, the mother, or the party that actually performed the abortion, can be charged with the murder, manslaughter, criminal negligence, none of it. It simply is out the door. So it seems to be that many individuals who are desperate, and many practitioners, perfusionists, let's say, who would like to make an extra buck, can be say, well, I'm qualified to handle this. And even if it turns out that that party handles the procedure, that person cannot be charged with a crime because abortion is not considered a crime anymore. It's really mind-boggling. And this is a problem, too, we have, but not only with this particular law, but we see also with the firearms restriction. They're basically put out there, and we're told that these are supposed to be commonsensical and they're not subject to any leisure domain where it's difficult to interpret exactly what the law means. Well, actually, that's often the case. What is an assault weapon, for example? And what is it that a person has too much ammunition or has a magazine that does not, may or may not qualify as a legitimate, non-banned, acceptable firearm under a given code? We just don't know. It's really up in the air. But I want to get just to the last point. I'll turn it over to Stephen. And this has to do with the idea that going back to a point that he had made, whether, especially when we're talking about our fundamental rights and liberties, whether these really are intrinsic to an individual, to each American citizen, as endowed by the Creator, or are they simply a matter of statute? And we find that socialists and communists generally tend to be atheistic. They do not believe in a creator, and that's all well and good for them. But when they are responsible for codifying our laws and determining what our laws are, it becomes very dangerous because they seem to have a very fast and loose idea about what it means to be a human. And whether the life of an individual really is a matter of inviolability or not. And in that respect, too, you hear the Democrats that are constantly saying how much they're concerned about the individuals at the border, all these tens of thousands or even millions of illegal aliens that come into our country. But the curious thing about the position of the Democrats is that we always talk about the seeing as a sanctity of life in terms of broad numbers. As if we're talking about an ant colony or a beehive. They don't ever talk about the life of an individual, so it's not surprising that Nancy Pelosi would never even bother to meet with the families of those individuals, American citizens, who were murdered by illegal aliens. It's just mind-boggling. And also, they seem to be really uncaring about, again, our fundamental right to liberty. As I said, the one clear sign that we have lost our country or we are in danger of losing it is where our Bill of Rights are under constant assault. And there was a section, actually.
Let me get you to hold, if you will. We're at the section about the sanctity of life. It's very hard for me to get used to murder. That's what I call it. I mean, there's no clinical way to explain it away, and that's what we're talking about right now. Arbel Squirrel, they're at arbelsquirrel.com, ammoland.com, truthaboutguns.com. They're here on Wednesday nights, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of Reformation, Providence, the binary trigger. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, we've been going in deep today because in New York land and in Virginia land, they've gone to crazy land. Yeah. So,
Bill, anyway. I've heard they actually have statutes on the books in several states. In fact, we have to look into that. And Roger is going to do a thorough investigation and analysis of the laws on New York State and other states. Let's let him share that information with us. But if I may just make a brief statement.
Sure.
And bring us back to tying us in with our Second Amendment rights as well. I'd like to leave a heavy thought for all of us to think about after we're off this program until next week. And that is that Democrats, I'm not going to say all of them because I don't know every single Democrat. But I would say from the ones that we hear about on the news, the mainstream media news, the ones we read about in the papers and the ones that are doing most of the talking and most of the voting, equate guns with violence. And we know that. We know that because of their anti-gun agenda.
Sure.
And the beefing up of this agenda. They're going crazy now. They can't wait. They're salivating.
Mm.
The Republicans better stick together in the Senate so these bills will go nowhere. Let's hope that is a fact. And that's where each of us have to make sure we call our elected officials and our state federal senators and make sure they hold the line. But so having said that, Democrats, we know, equate guns with violence. But what they also are doing now, more than before, is they're equating abortions as moral. And to the far extreme, even after the child is born. So I'd like to ask a few questions. What is the purpose of this legislation? Let's really think about it. Let's not answer it now. Let's think about it. What are the legally accepted ways that they're going to be able to kill the child. And I want to say it that clearly, not to end the life of the child, because that's too delicate. They're actually killing the child. If the child is born, and according to Nordstrom, and it, thank God it didn't pass in Virginia, but this is what we're looking at in New York and maybe other states, there's going to be a conversation with the doctor and the mother and whomever, and we're going to make the child comfortable. Oh, how nice. And then we're going to kill it. All right, how are you going to kill it? Well, I know they're not going to use a gun because, you know, that would not be good for their program. So that's question number two. The other question is, what happens to the body and the body parts?
Maybe, how about this, Steve? Excuse me. Maybe they're going to harvest the part.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Without getting into those details, okay? Whatever happens after it really pales in comparison to what they're doing
now.
Just allowing that by just saying that this is sanctioned by the state, this is settled law. We have Roe versus Wade, and that means that we can interpret Roe versus Wade, which was never a right to begin with; it just was found to mean whatever we want. Which to me is sort of unconstitutional, period, since I always thought Roe versus Wade was unconstitutional. But thankfully, I'm not on the Supreme Court. I don't have to wade through that. But I'm not worried about what happens after that. I'm not worried about what happens to me after my time's up. So I'm worried about what brings them to that point and the double standard that it sets. Because I heard just the other day that they had to drop a murder charge in New York because of New York's abortion law.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because abortion is no longer defined in the penal code. It's not a crime. So there's no real reluctance on the part of anyone to get an abortion. Basically, a person, even if there were some reluctance on the part of a particular practitioner, knowing that that practitioner can never be tried for a felony or a misdemeanor for that matter, because abortion simply isn't a crime. It simply doesn't matter. So basically, New York, that already is one of the major abortion capitals of the country, will be the go-to state. Maybe that's the way that Cuomo will be able to get more people to come into the state, since he's losing a lot of people that are leaving the state based on his policies regarding the Bill of Rights generally.
Thought of this, too, as you guys are talking. Bill, you're dead on right. I agree. And Roger, too. And you know what would be interesting to find out? Are there any Republicans, politicians, that is, elected politicians, that favor this law or a law similar to this? Or is it just anti-gun Democrats that just happen to be also okay with murdering a child by abortion? Even, you know, not by a gun, but by abortion. If we found out that this is just a Democratic thing, well, that's a statement in and of itself, too.
Sure.
And any Christian, Jew or Muslim, any person, any other than an atheist, I couldn't see how they would be able to vote for a Democrat, regardless of whether you're pro or anti-gun. But if you vote for a Democrat and you know that Democrats are to the extreme on the abortion issue, where they don't even care if it's murder, well, maybe you better think twice about who you vote for on those grounds alone. And when you go to your house of worship, maybe when the basket is passed around and they're looking for a donation, you might want to give that donation to some other organization.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, there's a whole lot of things that could go with that, and many, many things that could go with that. But it comes down to this. We cannot sit back and have a bunch of people. It's already normal. You know, most people, you know, especially, you know, Black America. Black America does not look at this as what it is. I mean, it was originally set apart, put out there as something to, you know, get rid of a lot of people that they considered to be, you know, less than desirable, right? So, that was the thinking behind it. They were very heavy. Margaret Sanger was a big person, that eugenics lady. And so, I look at this and I look at the fact that, a lot of people just don't even pay attention to this. It's not happening to them. And it's one of these things, you know, where the story becomes, well, first they came for this, and then they came for that, and then they came for the others, and then finally they came for me.
Cool.
And if it's okay, you know, why do you think they want single-payer health care? Because then that way, after you've made it past the womb and you've been born, then they can mandate to you that you die. We're sorry, we're looking at you, we just don't find you to be viable anymore. You know, God bless you and all that other stuff, and good luck. That's what they're doing.
Too expensive to maintain you, too.
Too expensive to maintain us. So, we're about to run out of time. I wouldn't call it heart-wrenching, it's infuriating. It's infuriating that this happens today in this time and age. But Arbless Quarrel. You can find it at arblessquarrel.com. Featured writers at amoland.com. And at truthaboutguns.com, and, you know, pushing that undeclared Civil War tip. Thank you, guys.
All right, Bill.
We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.